Do you ever get lonely, Kate?
I don't think so. Not that I notice. I quite like time by myself.
I can't imagine you'd ever be lonely at work, given what you do.
Oh, not here. Not a chance.
No. But Australians could be missing out on millions of dollars in lost productivity because employees are lonely in their jobs, according to a report. Vanessa Bennett is CEO of Next Evolution Performance, a global high-performance coaching business, who is in New York today. Good morning to you, Vanessa.
Good morning to you, Steve and Kate. How are you?
I find this really interesting. How could you be lonely at work?
Yeah, a lot of people don't necessarily get along with their co-workers. And sometimes people actually have jobs where they work quite autonomously. And so depending on the person, some people need more human interaction than what their role may deliver to them. Or it just might be a factor that they don't necessarily like the people that they work with, and so therefore they make no effort to try to socialise with them or anything like that.
Wouldn't one of the problems be, Vanessa, that it would be hard to admit, it would be hard to walk up to your boss and say, look, I know there's heaps of people around, but I'm actually quite lonely. So how do we tackle it? Is it about people speaking up, or is it about bosses paying more attention to what's happening among their workers?
That's a great question, Kate. It's actually both. So I think leadership these days is no longer, there's a lot of old school ways that people are leading. And, we really need to look at the whole person in total. And so these days leadership, especially now that burnout, for example, has just been labelled a syndrome by the World Health Organization, it's an issue that leaders need to be aware of now. So if you don't know how to lead your teams without burnout, to make sure that they're mentally resilient people, to make sure that people are really enjoying their good mental health, then that's a leadership issue. But we also need to make sure that we're taking ownership for ourselves as well. We see people all the time staying in jobs that they really don't like or they're really not enjoying, and there's plenty of things that they could do to look to get other work if that's not fulfilling them.
How much effort or time would employers put into perhaps even matching co-workers to make sure they're suitable to work with each other and they would complement each other?
That depends on the business. Some businesses are actually very good at doing that. But we generally find a lot still aren't. And a lot of people just don't know how as well. People don't know that there are tools out there to help people with that. And it's all very well to say, okay, well, we need to match, introverts with extroverts. Well, it might not be quite as simplistic as that either because, as Kate said in the intro, she quite enjoys time by herself. So some people are like that, and that doesn't necessarily mean that the introverts are lonely. Often we see a lot of extroverts who are more lonely because they need the human interaction around them, and if they don't have them, they're probably the ones that are more at risk of that.
And before we let you go, Vanessa, is this a new thing? Is it more for the younger workforce, or can baby boomers experience this too?
Oh, baby boomers can definitely experience it as well. And we're seeing that it's probably just not a thing that people would necessarily talk about if they're baby boomers and above. So I think it's something that the younger generation might feel a bit more comfortable disclosing. We're more aware of these issues now as a bit of a thing, and therefore we find that it's possible that baby boomers just aren't talking about it as much because it's not something that they were brought up to talk about.
Vanessa, thank you. Vanessa Bennett, the CEO of Next Evolution Performance. A break on 3RW Breakfast.